It is moving. It is sobering. It is a reach back into history. The tales about the family tree of First Lady Michelle Obama, an American map that traces her back to the slaves and slave owners that were in her past. This woman who made it all the way to the White House. ABC's Yunji Denise has more on the first of this journey.
The rock of our family, the love of my life, the nation's next First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Hers is a journey that began more than a century ago with the death of a slaveholder who left all of his property to relatives, including a six-year-old girl named Melvinia, valued at $475. She worked on a farm that grew wheat, corn, and cotton, living an unimaginable life of labor.
She was one of three slaves there. It was a very small farm. It wasn't kind of the notion of a plantation that we have.
With so few slaves, Melvinia likely worked in the house and labored in the fields. As a teenager, she gave birth to a son with a white man.
The child is listed in this 1870 census as a mulatto, a term used to describe a person of mixed race. His name was Dolphus Shields, Michelle Obama's great-great-grandfather.
Many families have stories like Mrs. Obama did about white ancestors.
This is a good memory of him.
Shields grew up a free man and became a carpenter. Bobby Holt was his informally adopted daughter.
He was just a beautiful person, full of love.
Three generations later, Marion Shields Robinson would give birth to little Michelle. In Mrs. Obama, Holt sees Shields.
She seems to be a very loving person, so was he, and they were just a good match.
A family that went from slavery in the South to the halls of the White House.
It's just an amazing journey.
An amazing, uniquely American journey. For Good Morning America, Yunji Denise, ABC News, Washington.